Welcome to the podcast of the City Club of Eugene, Oregon. The City Club builds community vision through open inquiry and is dedicated to enabling an informed public on a wide range of topics. Coming up in today's program.
We have an extraordinary group of people here today to talk to us about what that means for Eugene, our region, the entire state of Oregon, some of the challenges, the opportunities, and ways to get involved.
We appreciate the sponsors who make our civic work possible, including Kaiser Permanente, kp.org, Lane Community College, lanecc.edu, Peace Health, peacehealth.org, the University of Oregon, uoregon.edu, and generous support from Lane County and the City of Eugene. And here's today's program.
Welcome, everyone, to the City Club of Eugene's October 29, 2021 program. Track Town Meets the World, What Oregon 22 Can Mean for Eugene. This is the eighth program for our 2021-22 programming year. My name is Kitty Piercy, and I am a City Club president. Support for the City Club is provided by our members and sponsors. You can become a member of the City Club at our website, cityclubofeugene.org. In today's program, I'm pleased to welcome our speakers, Sarah Massey, CEO, World Athletics Championship Oregon 22, Sasha Spencer, Athlete and Teams Experience Manager, World Athletes Championships Oregon 22, Stephanie Scapa, Oregon 22 Project Leader for the City of Eugene, and Kari Westland, President and CEO of Travel Lane County. Biographical information on our speakers is available on our website, cityclubofeugene.org. I would like to thank Andrew Kallick for coordinating today's program. Track Town Meets the World, What Oregon 22 Can Mean for Eugene. Bill Hayward, Bill Bowerman, Steve Fontaine, Raymond Rogers, Ashton Eaton, Otis Davis, the list of legendary coaches and competitors who have called Eugene home goes on and on. But Eugene's status as Tracktown USA isn't just about the fastest and strongest who bring record after record to the cathedral of Hayward Field. It is about you and me, the everyday Eugenians who lace up worn down Nikes, the local shoe brand, and head out for a mile or two along Amazon Trail, recently improved thanks to the voters, or about our neighborhood with echoes of Hayward's famous fans pushing us onward. As Eugene prepares to welcome the world for 2022 World Athletics Championship, an event actually traditionally held in big cities such as Moscow and Beijing and London and Doha, City Club welcomes an expert panel to discuss what the track and field means to our city and region and how every member of our community can be part of this extraordinary opportunity.
This is Andrew Kallick, and welcome to the City Club of Eugene. Rome, Paris, Moscow, London, Eugene. What do these cities have in common? If you answered that they have a beautiful river running through them, you'd be right. And as of next year, they have something else in common too, and that is that they all will have been home to the World Athletics Championships, the biggest track and field event in the world, run every 2 years. And we have an extraordinary group of people here today to talk to us about what that means for Eugene, our region, the entire state of Oregon, some of the challenges, the opportunities, and ways to get involved. So I'm happy to hand the mic over to Sarah Massey, the CEO of World Athletics Championships Oregon 22, for a presentation. Sarah, take it away. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And firstly, thank you for having us. We're very honored to be here and give you a little bit of a flavor about what Oregon 22 and the event is going to bring. Well, I think we all know it's taking place next year in 2022 between the 15th and 24th of July at the glorious Hayward Field. And just to focus our minds a little bit, it's actually only 261 days before the event starts. So around the corner for sure. It's going to be 10 days. And during that time, we're going to be celebrating and showcasing 2,000 of the world's best athletes. And they come from over 200 different nations. This is actually the 18th time that the World Championships will have been held. It started in 1983. So this will be the 18th time. And actually, it's hard to believe that actually this is the first time that the event's actually ever been hosted on US soil. And we find that, and it's quite a surprise given the medal haul that Team USA take home and the overall success of the athletes. But that's why it's right and fitting that it's going to be here next year. It's going to be the third most globally watched sporting event next year after the Olympics and the FIFA World Cup. And that means it's actually going to be watched by over a billion viewers in over 200 different countries. And as well as that global coverage, it'll also be a centerpiece for NBC's local coverage in prime time for those whole of the 10 days. I mean, essentially it becomes a 10-day global TV advert for the state that's really going to lodge in the global consciousness Oregon as a place to not only visit, but also to live and work like I am at the moment. As you said very rightly, at the beginning, there's many different previous host cities and actually future cities that we will add to that list as well. And I think I know I speak for everybody on this call that this really is a massive opportunity for Oregon. And in fact, the way that we look at it as an organizing committee is we don't want to just stand aside these other cities because we have a really powerful ambition as an organization. And that's actually to be the best of all worlds, to be the best of those world championships, both now and in the future. And we'll accomplish that through our approach, the way we look at our different experiences of all those people who will be here. We're celebrating world diversity through the athletes that will be here. And we have a high-performing and dynamic team that will lead the way. We're essentially kind of a really fast startup. We're growing rapidly with our sole focus on delivering the best event we can to elevate not only the state of Oregon, but also to elevate the sport of track and field within the US. So that leads me on to talk a little bit about Oregon 22 as the local organizing committee. We are a very distinct entity. We're comprised of many different people. We've got some local talent, we've got international specialists, and we've got subject matter experts from within the local community. And we couldn't do that without the partners. So lots of our team are made up of people from the University of Oregon, from Travel Lane County, from the city of Eugene, many of the people who you'll see here on the call today. And we take advantage of their experience and expertise to help us through the success of the event. Now, as well as our highly performing and driven team, we've got a couple of other initiatives that drive us to make sure this event's going to be a success. We're putting out a strong brand, one that resonates globally, that will make people stand up and watch us. As I said before, we're trying to create these really unique experiences that mean that everybody who comes here really has that feeling of being in the real heart and home of track and field within the US. We're driving change through our sustainability, through our DE&I and our youth initiatives. We're making sure that everything we do has a real digital focus. And we're engaging our partners, and you'll hear a little bit from that about from Sasha in a little bit when I hand over to her. And really the last thing I wanted to really talk about was the fact that we bring all of this together, both our ambition, and all our initiatives into a visual representation of what we stand for. And this is something that, we communicate and is something that everybody stands behind as an organization to deliver. So we have our logos consists of ribs. We like to think of it, the ribs around the heart. And our smallest rib, if you like, which is closest to the beating heart, not only of the venue, but of the passionate community, of the volunteers and the athletes that will take part. The green represents in honor of the state. It represents the resources, the ego-conscious culture of the state, of the city, and of the university. Our blue represents the brightness of the nation, of the youth who are the future of the sport. And it also celebrates Team USA, who, as I said, are the number one world team in terms of winning medals in these championships. And our purple, which is our outermost and biggest rib of our heart, represents the scale of the world audience. It celebrates diversity of the people who will come here. And it also speaks to the prestige of the event and the quality of the athletes that will compete. But as anything, you know, this is, we are just the organizing committee. We couldn't do this, and the event will not be a success unless we are collaborating and working really closely with our partners. So I'm going to hand over to Sasha, who's going to talk a bit more about how we do that and how we work together.
Thanks very much, Sarah. As the person who really manages our stakeholder engagement, I'm really pleased that we have the types of partnerships that we have. We couldn't do this alone. It is one of those efforts that really takes everyone linking arms and all hands on deck in order to achieve the things that Sarah has just described. And so we're really, really fortunate to have partners that include USA Track and Field as the international governing body of our sport, the state of Oregon. You know, this is the first iteration of these championships in the 18 times it's been held, that the event is named for a regional location as opposed to the specific city. And that's because the state of Oregon has been behind us and backing this effort and collaborating with us in so many important ways. The University of Oregon is obviously our host location. And so everything from being the home of Hayward Field to also housing the Athlete Village and helping us work through all of the operational deliverables that we have to prepare for the championships. They're a true partner in many ways. And the city of Eugene, of course, which is the location in which all of this is being held. Sarah mentioned earlier that we take a very common sense approach to staffing and preparing for the championships. And that means that each of those entities have contributed their time and the resources of the experts who facilitate these things on a normal everyday basis and directed those towards the planning and preparation for the championships that's underway right now. From a stakeholder perspective, we have two aims, right? One is to put on a fantastic event that's worthy of everyone's time and investment. And the other one is to help stakeholders leverage the event for their own strategic objectives. So with the university, we understand, or starting with USATF, we know that they want to grow the sport both domestically and globally. The state of Oregon, we're happy to provide a lot of exposure through broadcasts, as Sarah mentioned, and also all the visitors that get to come here, everyone who gets to see it on a wider basis and potentially make this a destination. We also have the university that gets to put itself on the global platform on which it is deserving, both from a research standpoint, but also just for a destination for students in the future. And the city has objectives that Stephanie will go into, that we're really excited this event gets to be a platform to champion, both from a travel and tourism destination that Carrie will talk about a little bit later, but also from a very personal civic pride standpoint that Stephanie can get into right now.
Thank you. I'm Stephanie Scaffa, the City of Eugene's liaison to the Oregon 22 World Athletics Championships. And as you can probably gather from all the information that you've heard so far, the city and the community are so excited to be the host for this incredible event. The Oregon 22 event provides Eugene and surrounding communities an incredible opportunity to showcase the best of Eugene, the best of the Willamette Valley, and the best of Oregon. Since 2015, when community leaders found out that we received the bid for this event, leaders came together around the common purpose to both welcome and inspire the world, really thinking about what this event means in the context of our community, in the context of our community's identity and story. And now more than ever, we're looking at this opportunity as the moment in time to bring people in and also understand how this can help shape our future. We are really looking forward to this common purpose of instilling pride, celebrating community, and creating a sense of belonging. So we've talked at the city about some short-term and longer-term goals around this event. And I would say that from a community standpoint, working with a lot of external partners to think through some of these different goals, some short-term goals of overall city activation around this event include: community members, businesses, and agencies are more educated about the event and engaged in world cultures. Local businesses feel included and excited and play a key role in promoting the event the year leading up to it. The Eugene community can articulate basic facts both about the event, but also about our place, so that visitors feel welcome when they're here and residents feel excited to share what they know about our community with others. We also look to this event as playing a key role in catalyzing economic and community recovery efforts post-pandemic And we also want residents and visitors to feel welcome and a sense of belonging. Some more long-term goals include a multicultural and diverse Eugene that welcomes and inspires the world leading into the future, continuing our track and field legacy, so understanding the importance of that sport plays in our place, and really think being proud of the fact that we are the heart and home of track and field in the United States, continuing to build trust between different partners and agencies in town. This event, because it's never happened before, has given us the opportunity to create new relationships, leverage existing relationships, and really deepen the relationships we have with all agencies, et cetera, in our own community. We want to create and maintain our culture of innovation and continue to tell our story and build partnerships around these key legacy aspects of the event moving into the future. And so one of the key ways that the city has really taken ownership of being host for Oregon 22 is that simultaneously to the championships, the downtown riverfront and the associated newly constructed riverfront park will be the site for a riverfront festival next summer, happening in tandem with the championships. And so the city is working with an event production company to bring an incredible experience to the heart of our city, showcasing the river and really celebrating the cultures that both make up Eugene and the cultures that will be represented during the championships in that time. So our festival will celebrate Eugene and Oregon as a showcase for artists, outdoor and sport enthusiasts, and vibrant communities, and really be the chance for people in our community to celebrate who we are. Going to speak about more economic and community opportunities is Carrie Westland with Travel and County.
Thank you, Stephanie. Well, as the lead at Travel Lane County, it's not a surprise to recognize that this is an extraordinary opportunity from a travel and tourism perspective. I remember when I got here 25 years ago and we hadn't hosted an Olympic team trials in many years and really weren't sure we could do it. And in 2008, we welcomed the team trials back and we gained so much from that experience and many experiences since then. So one of the many significant strengths and attributes of our community is our reputation as Tracktown USA. We're the heart and home of track and field in the United States, and the economics of hosting these major meets at Hayward Field it's truly astonishing. Since we welcomed that Olympic team trials home back in 2008, visitors coming in to major track and field meets at Hayward Field, and there have been a lot of them in these intervening years, have a direct spending impact, not multipliers, direct spending impact of more than $200 million in our community over those years combined. And thanks to the generous gift of the reimagined Hayward Field, the opportunity to host this event next summer and the many events that are already on the books with more to follow, we have more than $100 million in estimated direct spending coming in over the next just few years through the gates at Hayward Field. Hayward Field has been, in its former iteration, when it was vastly overachieving its capacity and its attributes, and into the future, it is truly a tourism economic engine for our community. But our legacy in track and field, our legacy in innovation, is more about economics and visitor spending. So real and lasting community improvements have already started due to our securing this particular event, the World Athletics Championships Oregon 22. Stephanie highlighted one in that riverfront park that was really partially inspired by this event coming. But remember the 20 by 21 mural project that we've all been enjoying the last couple of years, the 2021 giant sequoia trees that have been planted throughout the community and beyond, and a host of other self-improvement projects that individual businesses, neighborhoods and the community overall has already undertaken as we get ready to host the World, which is a huge, huge honor. Youth programming and engagement at run, jump, throw events have really become a regular part of the mix over these last several years. In addition, I think it's really important for us to remember that how we see ourselves, what we recognize that we can accomplish together, our self-image, right along with how the rest of the state, country, and world see us, our reputation has been greatly enhanced and will be tremendously enhanced in hosting major events like the World Athletics Championships. We have an opportunity as a very special community with values and attributes that we all hold dear to really inspire the world. We're very excited about the festival that Stephanie described. We think it's a real opportunity to tell our story and share our values. And of course, this isn't just about one event in one place and time. I've given you a little bit of that, but I'm going to turn it over to Jessie, and she's going to also describe how this event isn't happening in a vacuum in July of next year. And it's about much more than that. So Jessica, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks so much, Carrie. Jessie Gabriel here. I'm the communications director at Oregon 22. I want to talk a little bit about the broader reach of this event. And I know we kind of touch on it often, but I think it's important to really look in at the facts a little bit more. 2,000 athletes from over 200 nations. We're talking about a TV audience of a billion. The number of international media and broadcasters that are going to be talking about this event really can't be overstated. So I want everyone to kind of think about the type of global saturation that comes with the Olympic Games. It is truly the scale of what we're talking about here with the World Championships. With 6,500 hours of TV coverage, this really is track and field's biggest moment. It's the event where the sport is spotlit on the world's largest stage. And with the best athletes in the world coming here, the attention will come from every single part of the world in media markets that we otherwise would not necessarily have the opportunity to enter. So the champions and the heroes of the Olympic Games that we were all able to watch this past summer, all of those athletes, those heroes, are going to be fighting to defend titles. They're going to be maybe fighting for redemption. They're going to be fighting for the right to call themselves world champion. The footage and the photos from these world championships are going to be seen all around the world with that audience of 1 billion all tuning into the event in this place. As part of our efforts to capitalize on that platform, Travel Oregon is working with broadcasters to ensure that spectacular imagery of our state has the opportunity to take people's breath away as they tune in on their phones, on their TVs, on their laptops. We want to make sure that everyone tuning in understands all that Oregon has to offer. I wanted to talk a little bit about the impact of sport itself. I think it's easy to kind of talk about all of these big picture numbers, and they are super important. They are at the crux of what we're talking about with this event. But that being said, we know that sport can have tremendous impact at every level, right? It can have a tremendous impact on individuals. It can have an enormous impact on communities and on the world. So my father was a former national caliber track and field athlete from Greece. I was introduced to the sport when I was really young. I remember sitting in the stands of the 1997 World Championships in Athens. And I remember being so blown away by getting to watch the performances of the best athletes in the world. And really, my entire life has been shaped by the sport of track and field. It influenced where I went to university. It was how I met my partner. My entire career trajectory has been shaped by the sport of track and field. In fact, you could say that everyone who's speaking here today has had their careers totally shaped by this sport and perhaps this event. So you really never know the way that a single interaction or moment can truly influence and shape lives. And we really see Oregon 22 as a platform to positively impact everyone who comes in contact with it. So yes, we really want people to buy tickets to the event. So I'll make sure that I get a little plug in here. So please do buy your tickets. You can do so at worldchampsoregon22.com. But we also want people to get involved with these championships. In November, we're going to be launching our Get Involved campaign. That campaign is going to be taking us all the way through to the event itself. You can sign up for our eBlast at that web address, again, worldchampsoregon22.com, to get more information. But that Get Involved campaign is going to touch on a lot of different areas and a lot of different ways that people can really come in contact with the event. And that's going to be through volunteering. You know, we want you to help us put this on. It's going to be through experiencing it live, whether in stadium or on our road race courses. It's through our youth engagement program. Maybe it's even joining our team and working for the LOC because we're going to have jobs coming live. So really, there are a lot of different touch points for this event for members of our community and beyond to really be able to be a part of everything. And we really do hope that you will be a part of these championships. We hope that they will inspire you just as they have inspired us.
If you enjoyed this presentation by the City Club of Eugene, please visit our website at cityclubofeugene.org or our YouTube channel and our social media pages.